ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
They may be a girl's best friend, but did you know that cutting-edge technology has brought a new option to the diamond market? Lab-grown diamonds are posing a sustainable and ethical option while being identical to traditional diamonds. I met Jenny Darcy at Fields Jewellers at the Crescent Shopping Centre to find out more.
We've just started doing lab-grown diamonds recently. Kind of around last Christmas, we did start with an introductory range. We only had about 5 different rings, whereas actually since 2 weeks ago, so you've got us at a good time, we've got a whole range of lab-grown diamonds, including rings and jewellery.
So these aren't traditionally mined, instead they're made in a lab?
They're made in a lab. So the way a lab-grown diamond is made, there's 2 methods of making a lab-grown diamond. So they can be done by the carbon vapour deposition, that they're formed kind of in the solar system, you know, before they become a mineral in the earth, you know, millions of years ago. This was how they would have formed. But the most common way is high pressure, high temperature. So basically what happens is they take the seed of a natural diamond, which is, you know, a tiny little sliver of a natural mined diamond, and then they recreate the heat and the pressure over time in a laboratory. So they're recreating the pressure and heat of the Earth's core in a lab, and that can be done in 6 weeks, as opposed to 3 billion years
Earth's core.
So that's kind of where the price comes into it, and you're also taking out the mining element of it, so they're ethically, you know, friendlier, if you like, because you don't have to worry then about conflict diamonds or anything like that.
And can you notice any difference in the actual appearance of the diamond between, say,
traditional? None at all, because they're actually identical. The only difference in a lab-grown diamond and what we now call an earth-grown diamond is time, or if you like, the origin of where they come from. Other than that, the composition of them and everything is exactly the same as a natural diamond.
And do you find many people now are asking for this as an alternative when they're getting their
engagement? A lot of people are asking about them. A lot of people are still a little bit unsure about them because they think they're man-made, they're not natural. They are natural. A lot of people don't realise that they are actually still coming from the seed of a natural diamond. Do you know what I mean? So it's only the process of growth that's different.
I'm wondering, could you see this kind of taking over almost as a new alternative for diamonds?
I don't know if it would take over. Now, with natural diamond, a lot of people still like the natural diamond. What's going to happen, say, with the earth-grown or the lab-grown diamond is, yes, they will take over because more people can afford to buy a diamond. But as they become more and more popular, they're going to become more and more expensive. Plus, the earth-grown diamond are going to become rarer because a lot of the mines have been depleted. You know, and a lot of mines aren't being mined anymore. So natural diamonds are becoming rarer and rarer, so they'll be harder to come by and much more expensive.
When someone's picking out their engagement ring, what are some of the things that they consider? What do they look for in an engagement ring?
Okay, so when you're buying an engagement ring, you're going to be looking for your cut, colour, clarity.
Carrot.
The fourth one. So with your lab-grown diamonds, then you have a fifth C. So they're what we call the 4 Cs of diamonds. Your cut, colour, clarity and carrot. And then with the lab-grown diamond, you're also adding another C, which is your choice. Because you have more of a price range to choose from than your diamonds. Like, because here I have an example for you. There is a 1-carat diamond, and that's a 1-carat diamond. Both platinum bands, so the gold is the same in both rings. One is an earth-grown and one is a natural-grown.
Oh my goodness, they look identical.
That's why I said I'd bring you out 2 of the same size and same style.
Some people might wonder how it's... Do people tell the difference? Are they certified? But
yeah, no, so there'd be no difference to look at, but even a gemologist wouldn't be able to tell the difference between an earth-grown diamond and a lab-grown diamond because they look and feel exactly the same. The only way they would know is to look under a microscope, and every diamond, whether it's earth-grown or lab-grown, has a serial number within the diamond. It's inscribed into the girdle of the diamond. So a lab-grown diamond will say it's a lab-grown, but to the eye and a gemologist with all their experience, they can't tell the difference. Well, lab-grown diamonds have actually been around for a while. So the first lab-grown diamond was created in 1954. So they're not as new as everybody thinks, but it's just the technology has improved tenfold, so they'll be able to produce them in a much better.
And I'm wondering, what are some of the trends at the moment with engagement rings?
Do you know what? With engagement rings, there's no real trend. It's a very personal thing, a very personal choice. You know, so everybody kind of has their own idea. Pairs have become popular, but you can never beat the solitaire.
And are more people looking for the big rock now because of Instagram and it photographs
quite
well?
Because of that, and I suppose a lot of people now, because you can buy a lab-grown diamond, you know, a lot of people, if they, you know, they want a solitaire diamond and they have a particular budget, you know, a natural diamond may not be within their range, whereas in the earth-grown, it can be. Like, again, for example, here, this one is... That one is 2,995. For the same in a natural diamond, that's 8,995. You can still have your big diamond, but at a smaller price.
Do you think what's influencing a lot of people picking lab-grown is maybe the sustainable concerns that they don't want perhaps something that's mined?
Yeah, some people. Now, I actually had a customer yesterday, and it was the fact that they weren't mined, because she said, I love the fact that ethically they're far better. She said, that's what I'm all about. She didn't think she was going to buy a diamond ring because she didn't like the idea of them being mined, but she actually bought a lab-grown diamond yesterday.
If you're interested in learning more about ethical diamonds, diamonds.pro has a fantastic guide to consider before you purchase the precious stone.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.